And last but not least, did we talk about music theory? Also, a subject that's not very popular. People don't understand the power it has, and they also think that it hampers your creativity. But constructing a major scale would be where beginners should start. In the construction of a major scale, it goes whole, half. What that means is wherever you start, let's call it the A string on the fifth string on guitar open. That's do or one. The distance between do and re, or in the case that I like to use, the numbers one and two, is a whole step, meaning two frets. So between one and two is two frets. Between two and three is two frets. Between three and four is a half step, one fret. Four and five is two frets. Five and six is two frets. Six and seven is two frets. And seven and eight is one fret. So I can boil all that down very easily for you if you memorize the fact that between three and four and seven and eight is a half step, everything else is a whole step. Again, let me reiterate. If you start on the A string, right, everything is a whole step except for between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. So between 1 and 2, 2 frets. 2 and 3, 2 frets. Here's our 3 and 4. That's only 1 fret. 4 to 5 is a whole. 5 to 6 is a whole. 6 to 7 is a whole. And 7 to 8 is a half step. All right, I'm kind of rushing through this. If you didn't understand that, that's okay. We can talk about it in more detail. I also have an article online. If you search Dennis Wing, how to constructing major scales, I think the article is called, then you can look that up too. But that would be your place to start as a beginner, is to be able to play a major scale on one string, just to see that you can construct it in intervals.